in Kansai, a podcast about us two curly-headed ladies living in the Kansai area of
Japan.
Let me not jiggle too much. I am not wearing a certain apparatus.
Just tell the whole internet.
I don't care.
They wanted to know.
You know.
It was the question of the hour.
It was the question of the hour, and now y'all know. And let's move along.
Moving along.
So this is our 30th episode. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. Because I just looked at the word
she just
bio.
Looked at it. So she didn't know it before, but it's our 30th episode. So we are happy to have you and keep going. I'm still surprised that Elise is still coming over my place to do this every other week.
Yeah, we're Arasa now.
Right. So before we start, let's say thank you to those who asked us how we were, because there was an earthquake on the 18th of June.
Last Monday.
And Osaka really doesn't get earthquakes that much, so it's kind of like a shock. And I was sleeping.
Yes, as was I. I was about to wake up, because it hit at 7:59.
And my alarm is at 8. Yes.
So I was confused for a minute. So I was like, what's this alarm? What the?
So you were confused and I was just frightened because I was having a nightmare, really. Right. And then I wake up and it's actually happening and it was like going back and forth. I was like, it wasn't as comical. I was actually really screaming, like frightened. Afraid.
I was just confused. Shota came upstairs. He like ran because he was home. It was his day off. So he ran upstairs. He's like, Elise, get up. We got to get out. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? I don't have pants on. He was like, get some pants. We got to go. And I'm like, why is there shit on the floor? What's going on? He's like, it's an earthquake. And I'm like, it
y'all,
was chaotic.
I swear, you're going to die just from arguing.
I was not there. I was not in the headspace for evacuation. I had questions. Like, I was way too confused.
So, yeah, I was by myself with my cat. My cat was gone. I don't know where he was. He's probably in the closet the whole time. Wasn't scared.
Not at all.
It was just me screaming my head off for 5 seconds. And the earthquake was 10 seconds. So
did anybody in the building
I
do
heard
anything or say anything?
Nothing. But I heard like little kids outside and a mom, but they didn't sound frightened.
Well,
I guess.
Yeah, a lot of kids were going to school
right,
when it hit.
Right.
The smaller kids, I think.
So there was that was that. And then like I got an email maybe an hour later from my coworker, and he's like, take your time. The elevators doesn't work, and, you know, the trains don't work, so take your time to get to work. I didn't go to work.
I was going to say, excuse you, it's an earthquake. Why would you
right?
expect me?
But he wasn't really saying I had to. He's just like, take your time. And then he went home at like 2. So I was like, yeah, I wasn't going to go to work.
Well, like, we have a work chat, so everyone was like, do we need to come in? And our leader was like, well, it's safer for you at home. And we're like, yeah, it is, isn't it? But then I confirmed like my human resources department. And I was like, does this count as a paid holiday if I don't come in? She's like,
yeah,
no,
I didn't know.
No, it should be covered in the
right.
contract by like
yeah.
environmental disasters. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to take that out of your paid holiday. So
right.
that was good.
Same with me, I think, because I asked my coworker, because I don't have a supervisor, so it's just me and the old dude team member. And
right.
I was like, what do I do in the little attendance thing? He's like, I'll just say we're working.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So there's that.
We worked during the earthquake from home.
I didn't work at all. I didn't need to, and we don't work at home. We don't do overtime either. So I
worked from home when I had my fever, when I had the flu.
You're crazy, because I wouldn't have done that.
I had stuff that had to be done, man. And I was delirious while I was doing it, but it got done.
So, you know, there were some people on Twitter that were saying that they had to go to work still. And they were like teachers. I'm like, who is going to English class?
A lot of Japanese people were like, I gotta figure out how to get to work. And I'm like, dude, just go home.
Just go home to your family. Yeah, although, like, the earthquake was, what, a 6?
I think it was a lower six.
Right, but around us it was a 5, but in like Takatsuki it was like a 6. So around that area I got more of a shake, but for us we were okay. Like
no,
okay.
It was an aggressive ass.
Okay. It was aggressive.
It was aggressive.
It was aggressive.
Shake.
It was like
it like knocked you like cuz it was like a bump and then a shake.
Yeah.
It was aggressive. Yeah. I didn't appreciate it, but you know Mother Nature is going through things. She's having a hard time, so we have to let her.
Because humans are bothering her.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's sad.
Well, thanks again for those who asked if we're okay. We are clearly okay because we're doing a show.
Yeah.
So nothing broke for me in my house.
Yeah, I was lucky. Nothing broke.
Okay, so let's do our recap of episode 29. Mm-hmm. Our episode was about things that are ridiculously illegal in Japan. Mm. Like, not ridiculous, like big, but like...
That's funny things that
weird.
Are illegal.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. So, WeirdChick216 said, I get the able-bodied work homeless law because Japan has a shortage of workers for the jobs they have available. I love the law about drivers splashing people because assholes love to do that in my city.
So, I think the splash law is a good law.
Yeah?
I just don't know how can one enforce it?
So it's like, if you are the pedestrian, you really have to have a sharp eye and memory to memorize the license plate.
Probably.
Of the car that splashes.
Probably. I feel like this is mostly a Tokyo-type law because it's a lot of people.
I guess.
And I feel like they may have more police people out, especially like large crosswalks and stuff.
But do they have like areas where a lot of water is collected to splash in the first place?
You know, I know nothing about Tokyo streets.
Because like in New York City, there's big dips inside, right. Potholes and everything. So it's like, I can understand that area having a lot of splashing.
I don't know how the infrastructure is in Tokyo. I feel like it's probably more updated than Osaka. Osaka's it not is. That bad though.
Yeah, it's not that bad, it's but not that bad. And they're like kind of doing more what was the word? Construction. That's the word.
Yeah, they repave the streets near my old apartment like every year because they had to use up their like ward funds for that year.
Yeah, so there's that. What do you think about what they said about the homeless law?
Yeah, I think it's a good law. I feel like it's not very well enforced because you have the hikikomori problem.
Right.
Which is the shut-ins. And they tend to be actually of working age, like, you know, late 20s, early 30s. But, you know, they don't like, I guess, people. And so they decide to stay home. And, you know, then the problem is exacerbated. Is mm-hmm. that the way the word is used? Exacerbated by usually the parental figure who just wants to take care of them. And they're like, oh, no, they're fine. It's okay. Right. So then you end up, you know, I mean, yeah, it sucks. It's just not, I don't think it's enforced.
I did see something recently about, it was just a headline, I didn't read it, but they're like, Japan is trying to get more foreign workers.
I saw the one that was about the abuse that a lot of foreign workers in the healthcare industry are going through right now, especially from the older generation, the post-war. A lot of the older generation were like, not child soldiers, but like a lot of them were recruited. To be soldiers and stuff. So, yeah, my friend's mom is, like, she is not Japanese, but she works as a caregiver and every day.
Damn.
Lots of vitriol. And I'm just like, really, guys?
Do better.
Yeah. That's not gonna happen, but yeah.
Not really. So, next comment.
From Amy Ton Central. Maybe the Antarctica law is because of whale hunting and dolphin hunting.
What do you think?
Maybe, because I guess boats would be most likely to go.
Right.
And those boats would be run by fishermen.
Yeah.
So that does make sense. That's very plausible.
So they just want to avoid that. It's like, don't go over there for that reason.
Whale's not good anyway. Have you ever had whale?
No, I don't.
They have it at the supermarket, actually.
No, I'm not going to try that.
It's not good.
It's not good, I guess. And
no.
Have you ever tried horse? Because I tried that, and it was good, but I don't want to try it again.
It's okay.
It was, like, good as in I didn't expect it to taste anything. I don't know. I thought it would be, like, a squid. Squid, not squid. Is it squid? Squid has, like, no taste. So I didn't know if horse was going to have a taste.
I get, but squid tastes like rubbery fish.
Not like, oh, God.
You just said horse tastes like
horse
fish.
Doesn't taste like squid, but I thought it would have like no taste. And I'm thinking because like, squid has no taste, not
I thought
the
it
texture.
Would taste like venison, but I don't even know what venison
tastes
like.
Oh my god, how are you going to compare something you've never had?
Because they're both like similar, like deer and horses are kind of like the similar shape.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I feel like the meat would be similar, but I don't know. Yeah,
well,
I've only had horse once and it was raw and I was like, I don't like eating raw meat. Because I get sick really easily.
Yes, sensitive stomachs.
Yes.
Both
yes.
of us.
So be careful, y'all, if y'all go to some of the fancy sushi places.
Right.
They might have raw meat.
Mm-hmm.
Sushi? That's not sushi. Is it sushi?
It's raw? It's sashimi.
Yeah.
There we go.
It'll be meat sashimi. So they'll have chicken, raw chicken cuts, you know, raw beef. And I guess because they prepare it very well, you're safe, but...
Yeah, I'm not taking those chances.
No chances.
All right, so let's move along to our main topic.
Yes.
And we are going to talk about the underground nightlife in Japan, specifically in Osaka. And underground, what do you call, what's underground?
The book, which I should have brought today, which I didn't, sorry. it just said underground culture in katakana on the side. And so I think that's just the word they use for it.
Okay.
I'm going to assume.
Yeah. So for us, well, at least for me especially, I haven't gone to much, but I know for you that you have your favorite bar and such. So it's like you get information from there. And a lot of the places that I've heard are from friends. So it's not like I was out searching for it, but I think if I was originally into that, I would have like tried to look. But I was introduced.
Yeah, so, that's usually the best way to go because then your friend will introduce you to the bartender, you know, the people that work there. It's a smooth way in.
So let's start with certain places that we've gone. I've gone to a strip club here, have you?
Yes.
Well,
I don't know if it's a strip club. Bamboo House?
Yes.
Yes, Bamboo House.
I actually have the card on my desk.
That is so funny that even at the Bamboo House? Yes.
But have you gone to strip clubs in America?
Yes. Yeah. I went to a strip club with Shota.
Oh, okay.
Because there was one across the street from my college dorm.
Oh.
And so I wanted to take Shota because I was like, it's your like first time in America on the East Coast. Have you been to a strip club? He's like, no. I'm like, what is good? Like? He did not look the whole time. He looked at his beer.
He was like, oh,
yeah, shine, exactly. Shine. Exactly what he did.
He can't even give me a hug. So
he strip did clubs not look at anything.
Are a no for him.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so I've been to a strip club in Atlanta and Jamaica.
Oh,
yes, that was
my international strip club.
I forgot which one was in Jamaica. There's like a bunch that are kind of popular or famous. But yeah, I went there with my friends after their wedding. So it was just like, everyone, let's go there and enjoy. And I got lap dances and shit like that.
Hey, yeah. So was it expensive in Atlanta and Jamaica? Y'all. Like, is there an entrance fee?
There is. Mm-hmm. And I think the one we went to in Jamaica, we tried to get a discount because it was a big group of us.
Hey.
And I think some of the guys paid for us.
Oh, yeah. So, they were getting all their money's worth. So,
my experience with American and Jamaican strip clubs is like you have these bills, like $1 bills, or in Jamaica they want U.S. money as well, but you can also give the Jamaican money, but they would rather the U.S. bills, and you give them and you put it on their like what do you call these,
the strings of their bikinis. Are they allowed to show their nipples in Jamaica? Because I know in the States they have to wear nipple covers, I think, or maybe that depends on the state.
I think it depends on the state. Okay. But I also don't remember. So the thing about strip clubs in Atlanta is, like, I was in awe because I saw the girls go up and do like some acrobatic shit, and then I went to Jamaica and the ceiling was extra high, so they're doing even more acrobatic shit. I'm just like
fearing for my life, fearing for everybody's life.
So like I was like, yo, they're cool. I like strip clubs. That's what I was like. I like pole dancing. I want to do pole dancing, and we did pole dancing, right?
Yes, we did.
But Bamboo House, very different. Japanese.
Was there a pole? I think there was
a
pole.
There is a pole, but it was just different.
Yes.
Different.
It's very different. It's more show theater, kind of. It's not really a strip club. They do strip occasionally, but it's more like a hostess club where they wear less clothes and you can touch them.
Right. And I went with my brother, which is kind of, I guess, weird for some people. I mean, I don't care. Me and my brother are old enough and whatever. We're just cool like that. And when we went there, since people next to us were like, oh, you know, like, kind of talking to us like we're together. I was like, no, Kyodai. They're like, Kyodai? And then, like, when we sat down, like, we were in the back. And then they're like, oh, come near the stage. So we got close to the stage. And then, like, the girls just kept coming to me and putting their boobs in my face or coming closer. Like, do you, you know? Like, right. And I'm just like, this is weird. I just felt so weird because, like, I don't know. It was like, your boob is in my face. And they just rub it. And it's just like, I think that's what they do with couples. Like, they try to make sure the girl is comfortable first before they do anything with the guy. So my brother's like, oh, they like you more. I'm like, I don't know this.
Well, like, when I went with another female friend. And because we just wanted to go. I forget why. I think we both had, like, a card for a discount or something. So we went. And when the girl, what they did when we sat down, every girl came by for, like, an introduction. Like, they introduced themselves.
Yeah.
By putting our hands on their boobs and their butt.
Yeah.
For each girl. And I was like, this is tiring and exhausting. And I like once or twice is enough. Like I had to, we had to do it like 15 times. And they said that they enjoy working with female guests more than the men, probably because we don't just, you know, blurt out whatever sexually, you know, whatever sexual thing comes to our mind. We're just like, oh, your boobs are nice. You know, we compliment them.
Yeah, I think because we're women and we just like to admire each other and not necessarily harass.
Yeah. So they were like, oh, it's so nice to have females in here. And then we were like, oh, okay, cool.
I was just like amazed at how soft every one of them were.
They're so soft.
So soft. They're so soft.
It's like a pillow. I need to know what they eat, what they're doing.
Right, be all of that. And then one thing I was surprised at, too, is, like, they had, like, I guess a game.
Mm-hmm.
They had games where, like, trying to, like, hump a girl.
Oh, yeah, they didn't have a hump
So they had, like, a timer or something, like, mm-hmm. how many times you're thrusting. They had that. And then they had a show after that where, mm-hmm. like, the guys got hit with a paddle.
Oh, my God. They have upgraded severely.
Oh, my God, what did you go?
We must have gone, like, 3 years ago.
Okay, so I went in December.
December. Like, when your brother visited.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, like, we went ages ago.
So I guess they upgraded or they changed games or whatever.
The only one they had was a lap dance for us.
So I didn't have the lap dance. I saw the craziness with the paddle and then guys next to me thrusting girls and trying to win.
Okay. Something. Okay.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's gotten a little bit more interesting.
Right. Well, one thing that's very different, too, is that we can't give them real money, bills. We have to buy tickets, and, like, the tickets sometimes are, like, what, 1,000 yen? Mm-hmm. So it's, like, if you give a girl 1,000, like, the paper that mm-hmm. represents 1,000, you're giving basically $10.
Yes.
And so I'm like, what? That's
expensive.
That's expensive. Like, really expensive. You're supposed to give dollars, not $10.
Yes.
Unless you want to, if you really like someone, but, like, every time?
I feel like it's a place for salarymen to go for their after-dinner thing. Instead of going to a hostess club where they would still spend the same amount of money.
Right.
They go to the strip club joint and get that bucho to make it rain.
Bucho!
Make it rain.
So, yeah, I thought it was interesting. I wouldn't mind going again maybe for, like, my birthday or something. Not this year. Maybe next year.
It's good for special occasions, I feel like. Not for, like, just a random weekend.
No.
It's a little expensive.
Yeah, because I think 1 hour is, like, a certain amount. But if you want to do all night, it's, like, over $100-something.
It's pretty expensive. I think women are cheaper, but still, for just, like, sitting and drinking.
It was like 2 hours worth, I think, for like.
I think it's like 3,000 yen.
I don't remember. I think it was like, it was probably around
like,
I don't know.
I feel like women were 3,000 yen when we went, and we got to stay for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. I think we had Nomi Hodai, right?
Oh, I didn't have that.
They got really cheap.
I don't know if it was offered to us. They probably still have that. But
I feel like it's probably changed business owners, because when we went, I think somebody we knew was still working there, and then they were like, "Oh, the owner changed," and it's like
not so good anymore. Well, yeah, that's the strip clubs in Japan, well, in Osaka specifically.
Have you been to the Burlesque House?
No.
Place? Oh, that's the other strip club.
Oh. All right, let's go.
I went there with another friend. I went there with, oh, I don't want to say. And look, no, maybe no, she didn't want. I went there with another female friend.
Okay.
And that's a proper strip. Like, well, I guess it's a burlesque show.
Okay.
Strip joint place. But they actually do, like, pole performances.
Yeah, that's what I like.
And yeah, they had a Russian girl and a girl from Brazil who were amazing. And then they had, like, little dance numbers and stuff like that. So that was cute. If you want more of a showcase of dancing, go there. Oh, and then there's the Betty Mayonnaise place that I went to. I forgot. That one is New Half. That's a New Half strip place.
Okay.
Burlesque show. I think it's called Betty Mayonnaise.
Okay.
And that's in the same area. These are all, like, in the same area.
I only knew Bamboo House. Dang, girl!
I didn't realize it until now.
It's like, bloop, bloop, I'm just remembering all of these places.
I haven't been recently. This was back when I used to work in that area, so.
Okay, that makes sense.
I was more likely to see, oh, what's this place? Let me go check it out. But the New Half place was really nice because it's set up like a dinner theater place. So it's got, like, theater seating. And they have, like, a whole Takarazuka-style dance number at the end, and it's fancy.
We'll put links to those places.
Yes, I'm going to find the links. And I think all of them are foreigner-friendly.
That's good.
I didn't sense any real animosity, but I am also a woman.
Right. Well, even including Bamboo?
Yeah, like, I didn't feel like they would be like, oh, no foreigners. No. But we're women, so...
But I went with my brother, and I think it was fine.
Oh, and, yeah, okay. So then, yeah, no this problem. Should be okay.
Yeah.
You should be fine, even if you're a foreigner. Mm. Just got to figure out the payment.
I think maybe they might have a problem if you're military. Like, if it's just all dudes. They might not, but they will be cautious, I feel. That's, like, they're trying not to show it. That's what I think.
Yeah, they... Well, you know, in the Japanese news, that's a...
Even in some clubs in Japan, they don't allow... In Tokyo, they don't allow what? Military, certain kinds of military. Yeah, because they would get fights. But that's clubs. Yeah.
Military dudes.
Right? Do better. Next up is host clubs. I've never been to a host club.
Ever?
Ever. And just for all the viewers and listeners, what is a host club?
A host club or a hostess club is a club where you go and sit at a table with a host or a hostess. I mean, a hostess is a woman, hostess is a guy. And they pour you drinks and you talk.
That's it.
And you pay for it per hour, by the hour.
And you buy bottles and stuff?
If you want to, you can buy a bottle. A lot of the host clubs that I've been to, over 20.
Girl! Only,
but I'm going to tell you why. Because a friend taught me a little trick about going to host clubs, which is Hatsukai, which is your first time, is usually free. They want to get people in. They want people sitting with the host. So they won't charge you for the first like hour, or sometimes 2 hours that you're there. So you can sit and drink for free for like an hour. And it's usually Nomi Hodai.
Okay.
So my friend...
So Nomi Hodai is free too?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The whole thing is free. And then at the end, they'll ask you to pick which host you like the best. And then they'll give you a coupon to come back. But my friend was like, I just go for the free drinks and I never go back. So she took me to like 3 or 4 places that night. And then I was like, hey, that's what's up. And then I started taking people to like places.
So you're going to have to take me one time.
Well, like, recently, the last time I tried to go, they had seats, but they were like, oh, no, yeah, you can't. It's like an event. And I felt like it was because I was with a bunch of non-Japanese people, and they just didn't want to do it. So, and that really kind of turned me off.
You say like, bunch, like, how many?
It was like 4 or 5 of us.
Maybe they didn't want all of them. They just like.
I've gone to places with more, though.
Okay, well.
So, I'm just... I mean, you can go to the little 18-plus people, and they'll usually direct you to places, too. And they'll call for you and see if there are seats.
You mean
available.
Those booths? Like those?
Yeah, they do hostess and host clubs.
I didn't know that. Well, the more you know.
So, yeah, if you're interested in going, maybe try to go to the online information booth first, because then they'll just call all the places and get you a seat.
It's funny you say that, because the online places, you can kind of notice when they're kind of sketchy looking.
They do look very sketchy.
They're very sketchy because, like, I thought it was just for massage places.
No!
I didn't know this.
Sometimes they have, like, restaurants and bars and stuff in there, too, because they get a cut. When they bring people to the places, the owner will give them, like, a little...
Okay, so let's explain what the online place is like. So what I've seen is that it's, like, open space and then there's curtains.
Yeah.
That's what I've seen some of them, not all of them.
Yeah, that's probably the seedy, the like, icky ones.
Okay. So other online ones are?
Some of them are just like, you'll just see a big room with pictures on the walls. Okay. And those pictures will be like the clubs that they have, you know, connections to.
Okay.
And I feel like the ones that are open for men and women will look open. They won't have like a curtain, or they won't have like a door blocking the way. So it's easier to enter those. If there's like a door, or if there's like a sketchy dude hanging outside,
right.
I would probably not go in that one. But
if
yeah.
you're a lady, don't go in that one.
Yeah, I would just, especially if you're like alone. But yeah. I never go to these places alone. I always go with a friend, just in case.
So someday you'll take me to a host club.
Yeah, if you want to go, we'll do it. We'll plan the weekend and we'll just walk the streets and be like, hey, where's that host club?
And then I can practice my Japanese.
No, like, if you get a really good host, you will have an amazing time. That's how I got caught up. Can I tell you the story about how I got caught up?
All right, go ahead.
So, I went to a Hatsukai once, and I had a really great time. I picked my little host guy. We were sending messages. He's like, oh, when are you going to come back? I was like, oh, I don't know. You know, I'm busy with work, blah, blah, blah. So, one day, I was drinking with another friend, And we decided we want to go to a host club. And I was like, oh, I know a really good host club. And I got a coupon for like a free hour. So we can go for an hour for free. And then we'll just do something else after that. She's like, okay, let's go. So I messaged my little host dude, like, oh, we're going to head to your place. He's like, oh, I'll meet you outside. And I was like, oh my God, he's going to meet us and he's going to take us there. So he meets us. He takes us to the host club. We sit down. We start drinking. And we don't leave until 7 in the morning. Two bottles later.
Is this the time you slept there or not?
I passed out at some point, I think. But my friend was still awake.
Oh, okay.
So I spent a lot of money that night. And that was the last time I went to a host club.
Yeah, I can see why. That's a lot of money.
But it was one of those things where it was like, we were having such a good time that we didn't want to go. And I was like, I can see how hostesses and like people that are like addicted, I can see how they get addicted. Because if you go to a good place, they will make you feel good. I don't like just by talking. They didn't touch us or anything. There's no sex. They just talked to you. But then we had such a good time before we knew it. It was 7 a.m.
Give you attention that you are lacking in some way.
Like in the good way. Like conversational attention and just like talking. It was surreal. It really was surreal.
Yeah.
Fun. I don't regret it. Okay. I thought it was a great time, but I was like, yeah, we're not going to do that again.
Yeah. How much money, do you mind saying how much money you spent that night?
How much money do you think I spent? And I'll tell you if it was higher or lower.
20,000 yen?
Higher than that.
That's already expensive for me.
But that was for two people.
Oh, for two people?
Yeah.
Your price is for two people.
What I pay, it was for both of us.
50,000 yen? About that much?
Yeah.
Oh, God. And you paid for your friend?
Yeah.
Because she didn't have the money. Yeah. Did she pay you back?
No, but it's okay.
It's okay.
All it was right. A good experience.
Right.
It was
still, like... For one night? Oh, my God.
It was fun. It was fun.
If that's what you want, yeah, sure. But I'm just thinking for me, like, if I...
If you ever got caught
time,
up?
No, I'm just saying if I had a good time, got caught up, and then I had to pay that much, I'd be like...
Sobering. I was just like, put it on my card.
Well.
I had to pay it off. But we paid it off. It's been paid off. That was years ago. Shota never found out.
Good thing he doesn't, like, listen to this.
Y'all don't tell him. Don't tell him, y'all.
Somebody go tell him.
Don't tell him. Oh, my God.
All right, then. So, next up is just bars in general that are underground. There's only one that I know, but I know you know more. So, the one that I know she introduced me to was called Farplane.
Yes.
And I like Farplane because the people are really cool and the decorations inside are hilarious. Like, this is huge... dick, basically.
It's statue. A silver dick.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Other than that, there's other decorations.
There's other dicks. There's dicks all over the shop.
Sexual. Yeah, and the owner's really nice.
Yeah, he's a lovely dude. All the people that work there are really nice. And they're open to anybody. It's not like you have to be like an underground culture type person to go.
Yeah.
Anyone can go.
Anybody. And like there was one time we went and we saw our pole teacher and she performed. That so sometimes they have shows or a little
They have burlesque there. Shows and dance events and all that stuff.
It's really small though for like that kind of event, I think, for like the pole dancing, but they still make it work.
And they also do big events in other places.
Okay.
But those are only once a year. Ish, it depends.
Do you remember what that was called?
Farplane Night. Farplane Night, and then last year they did Farplane Matsuri or something, and then earlier this year they did Skebe Night.
Ooh, oh yeah, that's the one I heard.
And that's the one I wanted to go to, but I was in Portugal, so.
So Skebe means?
Skebe means, like, what did we say
what did we say?
We said it meant,
freak?
Freak. Like,
super
you know,
freak.
Yeah, like that kind of freak. So it's not, they don't usually use Skebe in a negative way, I feel like. If you're calling someone a Skebe, you usually mean it like a playful, like, oh, you're so dirty kind of way. If you want to insult somebody for being, like, a freak, then you say hentai.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's the negative.
That's a more negative. Sometimes it's not so negative, but I feel like that's the middle one. And then the bad one is chikan.
Yeah.
That's the... You are a criminal if you're called a chikan.
Right.
If you're a hentai, you might be close to a chikan. But if you're a skibbe, it's just like, oh, okay. Yeah. You're just, like, kinky.
That's it. Kinky and freaky. That's it.
So, yeah.
So far, plane I like. What other bars do you know?
Places that I've been to. There's the free, didn't I take you to the freestyle rap bar?
You haven't yet. She keeps mentioning this place. I've still not been there.
It's this bar in the basement of a building where you can go and freestyle. And they'll just play, like, tracks, like, instrumental tracks from their computer or from YouTube. And they have a mic there. So you can just pick up the mic and freestyle, you know, bust a few bars if you want to.
I ain't got no bars.
I got no bars neither. So, but that's that place. Kingu is another bar that I like going to. That one's more sophisticated, gothic, very nice, but it's very small. Oh, so if it gets a little crowded, then you might not get a seat. But it's really, the decor is like super duper gothic. I love it. I love it so much.
Where's that one located?
Kingu is located near Nagahori Street.
Oh, okay.
And on the, was it Higashi Shinsaibashi? Towards Sakai Suji.
Okay.
Over that side, not in Amemura.
Okay, I haven't been there then.
So that place is a bit more sophisticated, a bit more quiet. If you want a quiet bar space, I definitely recommend that place.
Nice. So, like, how did you find out about Kingu?
A friend took me there.
Okay. So, yeah, introductions, basically.
My friends are interesting people.
Mm. Are these your Japanese friends?
No, these are actually he was British. He's British.
Oh, okay, okay.
But he was a performer, and I think a lot of performers were going to the same places, so.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And speaking of Kingu, was it last year?
Yeah, it was last year.
Yes. We went to a masquerade party.
Yes.
And also there was bondage.
That was Kingu's birthday. Yeah, it was his birthday. It was
for his birthday.
Was it his birthday?
It was for his birthday. Okay. So Kingu is also a person, and it's his bar, and named Kingu. And then he I don't know his real name, but that he calls himself Kingu, and he's very eccentric.
Yes,
very eccentric. And I think he modified his face. Did he?
No, he just wears makeup.
Just makeup. Okay.
I think he just wears makeup.
Okay. So like he had a masquerade party. And there was like a lady, what do you call it? What is that called?
Nyotai Mori.
Oh, that one.
Nyotai Mori? Nyotai Mori.
That's the bondage one, right?
No, that's the naked girl covered with sushi.
I forget all these words. But I think it was fruit, not sushi.
I thought it was sushi. Okay, it was food.
It was food. So it was a naked lady or a semi-naked lady just lying there. And you can eat food off of her. Mm-hmm. I did not because germaphobe in that sense.
They had other food.
Yes,
that was not on her body.
They did. So I think if the food was on someone I really know and I feel like they're clean, I would do that.
But I gotta know you before I eat off you.
Basically.
It's important.
It is. So we just saw, you know, and then there was the show, the bondage show. I don't know what it's called in Japanese, though.
The one where she was hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, that one.
Shibari.
Shibari, okay. So I also had written about it in my blog about it. And I have a few pictures. We're not supposed to take pictures, but I took pictures anyway. Sorry. I know, she's looking at me.
I didn't take pictures. I took videos of what I could take videos of.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get people's faces like that. I took a picture from afar, the lady kind of lying down. And then I took a picture of Kingu, and he got whipped outside of the show, and he was like bleeding a little bit, and he was like kimochi. I was like, how does that feel good? Okay,
that's what some people's into.
I can tell he's into S&M. So and there were some people that went all out with their costumes as well.
Beautiful costumes.
Yeah,
those events usually have some really awesome, I don't know if they're considered cosplay, I think it might just be like their event clothes. So
yeah, and then your friend Chris had the moon face.
Was that that night?
He had a whole full-on moon apparatus, and he covered his face, and I didn't know who he was until like weeks later. I had no idea.
Yep. Very creative.
But it was fun. And that event, again, that's Kingu has it, I think, yearly.
Every year he does something for his birthday.
Right, because I saw on Facebook last March, I think.
Yeah. March. Recently. Like in the last few months.
But I didn't go. But it was something similar to that sense.
I wanted to go too, but that was also when I was in Portugal. I'm like, guys.
It's like, I'm trying to make a trip for myself. Right. You guys can't do anything while I'm gone. It's basically what you're saying.
I feel like no one does events in the summer. Is it just me? Is it too hot? That's like the best time to be half naked. I don't understand why they're not doing more events.
There are events. Maybe it's just you. Yeah, so then moving along with that, you had tweeted something today. Do you remember?
Yesterday.
Or was it yesterday? I saw it today. Yesterday. This one.
Can yes.
you tell people?
So, where did we go yesterday? Oh, I went to a bar that a friend introduced me to. This bar is for nerds. It's an anime, like, kind of music bar, and they do, like, events for, like, any song, mm-hmm. and they'll do cosplay type events, and, like, that's, like, the nerd club circuit.
Is that where you practiced?
Yeah, and I was okay. using his DJ booth to practice. He was a really nice guy. He was like, oh, I haven't seen you in a while, but I knew you as soon as you came in. And my friend was like, she's easy to remember.
Right? You can't forget this face and hair.
And so outside of his bar, he has a bunch of, a table full of flyers. Mm-hmm. And I was able to find this flyer called Kurohana, mm-hmm. which is underground culture free paper. And it mostly just shows pictures of events, past events, upcoming events, and it'll also give you a listing of bars and sometimes clubs, dining spaces that are kind of friendly to the underground scene or to, like, especially queer people. A lot of the bars are, like, for the LGBTQIA
there you go.
Community. I was, like, reading it out in my mind. So, yeah, I think that's a... they might have a website. I'm going to have to try and see if there's web information in there so I can share it so that people coming to Japan looking for that scene, because you're not going to really find it.
No. I don't even think they want to be, like, out there like that, do they?
Some of the people that go there are might be more, like, low-key about their... about where they go, but I think the bars and dining spaces themselves, if they're in that book, they probably want people to okay. come. Okay. If it's a members only type club, mm. they probably won't put their shop in a free paper.
True. So with us in this show, you can get some information.
Yes, I'm gonna try and type it up when I get home. I left it on my desk.
Okay, no problem.
So I'm gonna type it up. Maybe.
We'll put the links below for all y'all trying to go get some freaky shit done.
No, it's not all freaky.
I'm joking.
Sometimes it's just like rave wear. I saw like a rave clothing shop in there.
Oh, but like, what would you call, like? Because you said queer, mm-hmm. In the LGBT community, but like just in general, mm-hmm. do you think people are like as underground? Like, what kind of people are underground?
It depends on what they're into, because they're quite separated, actually. Like, the hardcore nerds do not hang out with, like, the BDSM people. I mean, right. sometimes some of those people will go to both of them, but they don't often do, like, events together. So there won't be, like, a huge underground event that okay. everyone goes to. Okay. It'll be, like, an underground event for Shibari, or an underground event for Anisong, or an underground event. So
there's just there's a bunch of subcategories, yes. but there's also just...
There's the underground culture, and then from there you get your different categories.
Interesting. Okay.
So that can be a little frustrating, because I like going to all of them.
Yeah.
But then you get there and you talk to people, and they only do this one thing, and they can only talk about this one thing, and the conversation gets kind of boring when they only want to talk about the one thing.
So even in underground, it's the same.
Yeah,
it's similar. Because it's Japanese.
Yeah, because it's still Japan, so they still get really. Right. Focus in, like, the reggae people. They only do
the
reggae.
The hip-hop people.
Do hip-hop. Yeah. It's frustrating a little bit.
The rockheads, the skaters.
Only.
But hey, that's just...
I think it can change. I feel like with the internet, people can see more things at once.
I think they can see it, but they still focus on the one thing.
Yeah.
Because even, like, some of the reggae people that I know, they would be interested, but then there's just still... reggae. So it's not like how us, we can just go to all these different types of events and enjoy it.
Yeah.
They would know about it, but they're like, oh.
Usually I will see the same foreigner going to like different events, so.
That's just what we do.
Yeah, we're like more open to
different
just
cultures,
checking out sense. Stuff. Yeah. But some of my Japanese friends, they'll be like, oh, I'm not into that. And I'm like, but you, okay.
Did you try? That's what I want to know. A lot of times they might have not even tried. They're just like, I'm not interested. But are you sure you're not interested? Because I was never interested in mosh pits. I mean, I still not. And in screamo music. But I used to go to my friends' like events and just experience it. Even though I felt uncomfortable at first, mm-hmm. I was like, let me try again. Maybe I might like it. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, I liked one screamo person. As you see, I don't know anything about it, but still.
But
I
you
liked,
did get into it.
I did get into it a little bit. It's still not my scene, but I tried more than two times. So sometimes I feel people don't even try at all. And yeah. I'm like, come on, just step out a little outside of your comfort zone. And you might enjoy it.
You might. I feel like in Japan, you're more likely to enjoy it because they're really well done. A lot of the events.
I want to try to take Shota out on to the strip club again.
You can try. He's never been to a hostess club, so he says.
I can believe it. That's your husband.
He's a little shy.
Yeah. All right, let's go on to our rants / news.
Yeah.
So recently, Japan and Airbnb are just not getting along.
They're not friends anymore.
We used Airbnb for our, was it?
Tottori
trip in Golden Week, and we had no problem. But we kind of knew from, I think, an article before that there was some issues with the laws or something with Airbnb in Japan. And then I saw an article, was it last week?
I think it was last week or the week before.
Week before, week. About Japan canceling a lot of appointments, reservations with Airbnb. Mm-hmm. Like, before that article, I think the government wanted to regulate mm-hmm. people who are doing Airbnb because there's yes. people who are just renting places for Airbnb.
Right.
And they don't like that. And then some people are, like, complaining about trash. Like, they're not sorting trash correctly.
This
like,
is a big thing in Japan. You have
my God.
To sort your trash properly. They will leave your trash if you do not sort it properly.
Right.
Do not mess with Japan.
So, like I said in the last episode, somebody put my trash back up into my door because I didn't get the right bag. So, there's things like that. And it's like, okay, cool. Japan is getting ready to, like, really kill Airbnb here. But I thought it was going to be, like, a gradual thing. Mm-hmm. But it's like, a couple weeks later, it's like, okay, let's cancel all these reservations. I'm like, wait, what?
The death slash. The samurai death.
What? Whink. Because this law was supposed to, like, come up later on this month. Or already now. But by the time that would happen, it was supposed to be later. And then they just, like, fucked it up.
Yeah.
So.
They hate us. They hate. When I say us, I mean foreigners.
No, it's just, it's kind of ridiculous because, like, they, he's so tired. It's like, the Olympics is going to come up in 2020, and you're going to have all these tourists.
They don't have enough hotels already. They know this. They know they don't have enough hotels for the amount of people that they expect to come.
They don't.
They already know.
They already know.
They know they don't have enough. And even so, I mean, I guess in their defense, right, they want people to start doing it properly.
Yeah.
So that you can have the proper residence prepared.
I can understand that.
Though. Right.
But just how they're going about it is just ridiculous.
Yes.
And it sounds very xenophobic in a way.
Because,
like, it's just Airbnb. There's other, what do you call it, Minpaku? Is it Minpaku? Or, mm-hmm. Like couch surfing-like type mm-hmm. sites in Japanese.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's one called Stay Japan, mm-hmm. and it's only Japanese. So it's like, that doesn't make any sense if you want to...
The site's only in Japanese?
Right now, it's only in Japanese. It does not make any sense for people who are coming outside of Japan and want to find places.
It's like the website that they created to replace, or as an information gateway to replace Airbnb, they called it Minpaku, which in Japanese means like homestay or staying at someone's residence.
Right.
But don't nobody know that because it's Japanese. You can't just throw out, you know, like this random Japanese word and expect people to instantly gravitate towards it.
Right.
If I saw Minpaku and I didn't know any Japanese, I'd be like, that sounds like a fake ass website that I'm not going to use.
Right. Like, so this headline in this article said nearly 80% of Japan's Airbnbs were just removed. So, in this article as well, they have this picture where some people are still doing Airbnb, mm-hmm. but they have this sign that says, you don't talk about Airbnb. And it's like, shh.
That is hilarious.
And it says, no talk about who rent your room, what's the name, no talk, are you an Airbnb guest, no talk, why are you here, show me screen of Airbnb listing booking, just don't talk about it.
Wow. Like,
so, some people are still trying to do...
I mean, because it's a good source of income in an economy that is struggling.
Yeah.
Japan is struggling, mind you. Mm-hmm. They're struggling to get people jobs. They're struggling to help their economy grow because it's very stagnant right now. And so they probably just cut, like, income resources for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Just by canceling the Airbnb for like, what was it, 60,000 listings or something?
So. Yeah, it was high.
Very, very high.
It was high. And then like, I think some article has said that Japan just really doesn't like competition.
No, they don't. They don't like a foreign version of a service that they could, in theory, do themselves.
They don't ever really make anything better.
Not at first. It takes them like 10 years. Yeah, you know, think of all the awesome Japanese electronics that exist now. When they first started, they were just cheap knockoffs of American electronics. And now they're amazing. But we don't have 10 years.
Nope.
We don't have 10 years for that. So they have to come up with a good alternative, like, in the next year.
It's like, if you're going to kill something, at least have a backup that's better sooner. Don't wait 10 years to do it. Like, I know you could be, like, all mad and huff and puffing about...
Yeah, like regulating is fine.
Yeah.
But, like, regulate responsibly. Don't just cancel people's appointments. Because what Airbnb said was when they talked to the, I think it's the Bureau of Tourism or whatever, mm-hmm. like the government branch that handles tourism, in their original discussion, the Bureau was like, okay, you can honor appointments or reservations up until the end of this year.
Yeah.
And then after that, you can't do it anymore.
But
then they were like, no, we didn't say that. Sorry, it's canceled now. Which is a very Japanese thing to do. Especially if they're the kohai, the upper hand. They can basically change whatever they want and they're still in the right. Because
you mean senpai?
Senpai. When they're the ones with the power,
they
can just do whatever they want.
Right, because like it is a foreign company and it's mm-hmm. like not their land. So they're, you know, against that. So I understand. I wish they just did better. Come on.
Yeah. I feel bad for the people that had reservations that got canceled.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, you're coming to Japan and then, like, you're stranded now?
Well, this Airbnb said they would help people find new accommodations. But the thing is, like, that is not cheap. Like, not Airbnb, like, if you're doing, like, a week or a two-week stay.
Right.
You're going to want to do an Airbnb. That's what I did in Portugal. Because a hotel for a week is, like... expensive. But an Airbnb can save you like maybe half of your money,
right?
Which you can then use on other things in the country. But they would rather you just spend all your money on, I guess, the hotel. So, for people coming to Japan from now, good luck. Find a friend you can stay with, maybe.
Yeah, that's the best bet. But I think Airbnb might still, right now it lost a lot, but I think it'll still exist. It's just going to take some time to rebuild.
They said they only have about 1,300 listings now, and that's probably mostly only in Tokyo, so if you're trying to like travel.
Or big cities, yeah. Like, Totori now is going to have like one or two.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the place we stayed at
was already a ryokan,
so places like that will be safe. But any place that was, like, an actual apartment or a house that was being rented out that was not owned, I think that was one of the things. You have to own the property.
Because it's, like, subletting. And I know, like, my place doesn't allow subletting.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense because this is a government-owned Mm-mm-mm. property for housing.
Right.
It's for people that want housing, not for you to rent to other people.
Yeah, so I get it. But still, they shot themselves in the foot.
Japan likes doing that. I think Japan don't want no feet. So they just like, boop, 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 boop. Let's, every good idea, let's destroy it. Because
shoot, shoot, shoot.
What else we could, they just want to waste time doing the same thing over again? I don't get it. I mean, that's what they do, but I don't know why they want to do it. I think it's part of their productivity that's not actually productive.
It's just to look busy.
Yes.
It's like, you know what? We don't have any work. Let's cancel this and then we can have work.
Right. We'll have things to do by remaking this entire website. And they don't even like make it look like Airbnb.
No.
They make it look like a completely different 2005 government website. It looks like trash.
Most of the time it looks really
bad. The design of the site is absolute garbage.
I can't stand, okay.
And it doesn't, nowhere does it say, like, this is how to make a reservation. There's no, the word reservation is not there. All you see, I think, is, like, property.
It doesn't. Sounds like real estate shit.
It sounds like real estate. And it's obviously mostly Google translated, which makes it even more difficult to understand.
So this is a new Stay Japan website.
Okay, no, this is not the one that was on the what do you call it? Daily Beast article.
Okay, no, this is something else.
This is, I think this is for becoming a host.
No, but there is also, this is the first page, but then you have to, like, click around to find Like, yeah, it's kind of confusing.
It's like a typical Japanese website where it's a shit ton of text and very few photos, which is the opposite of how most non-Japanese websites do, where they have the huge photo that's like, go here for this thing by clicking on this giant photo. Japan does read all of this text and then click on this one blue link text here at the bottom to find your thing. Like, they're so bad at web design. Honestly, Japanese web design is the worst.
We're doing like three rants here.
I have ranted about this at work because they'll try to get us to translate stuff to fit into like a Japanese web design. And we're like, this is too wordy. No. Like, no English reader wants this amount of text on their website.
We don't want it.
Get higher. Hire a web designer that has not been trained in Japan.
Yeah.
Even a Japanese person that went abroad.
Yeah. Would probably anybody who's not Japanese.
Just not from,
in Japan. Sorry, that's what I meant.
it's not a good look right now. Japanese websites are.
Yeah, there's that. So we're hoping, I don't really care, actually.
I mean.
I don't really care.
I feel like Tokyo's going to be okay no matter what because they get most of the money from the government.
Right.
They can, like, fart around. They're building, like, you know, gymnasiums.
I'm really wondering how 2020 is going to be in general.
It's going to be a shit show is what everyone on Twitter was saying.
I'm going to be watching with my popcorn.
Right from Osaka. Just be sitting there like, ooh.
But I think we're going to get some of the tourists as well.
I think in the coming year and the year after, we're going to see an influx of tourism in this area.
I'm going to stay
away from.
That's
not just Chinese and, like, East Asia.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay away from Namba.
Yeah. We gotta find a new hangout spot because they're kind of ruining everything.
Shinsaibashi's still okay. It's still okay for now.
If you don't go in the daytime.
Yeah, you're right.
Daytimes. Don't ride your bike there. And you could used to like ride your bike through that whole area in the daytime. Now, it's so many people.
Yeah.
So many people.
Well then, we'll see how that goes.
You're tired.
I will
already.
Still be here by then. We'll see how
I will still be here too, I think. I think, yeah, because, yeah.
We gotta save money before we go to Hawaii.
Yes. I'm not gonna be here forever.
No, ma'am.
No,
sirree. All right, so, yeah, we're pretty much done with this episode, and we'll have all the links that we talked about in the show notes. And also, we are having our Wonderground event.
Woo.
By the time this episode happens, Wonderground will probably be the day of.
Yes.
But, yeah, we're excited, and I know I'm excited to see Elise play. Why is she giving that face, though? Just, you know.
I've had, like, all of, like, 5 hours of practice. Honestly,
But I think you'll be okay. Because you said you wanted to be first, and you're going to be first.
Yes.
And people that are going to be there are probably only your friends.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping nobody shows up at
11. We are just
11.
Going to enjoy your time of playing.
I'm
going to
play
music.
All the bops. I'm going to play that new Tiana Taylor. Tiana.
Tiana Taylor.
I tried. What are words? Tiana Taylor.
There we go. You gotta play her.
Cause I listen to that song That's like six times a day. I was like, work that. Work that. Nah, that's a good one. So I'm gonna try to play that. I'm gonna try to play Janelle Monáe.
I'm hyped.
Lion Babe.
Her.
All the bops.
All of it.
Mostly women.
Mostly women. Okay. Femme Q. All right. So other than that, we have our website, www.curlyandkansai.com, that you can check out all of our stuff. We have the SoundCloud, the YouTubes, the what do you call it? What else is there? Instagrams, Twitters.
Yes.
All those links are on that website.
Yes.
So you can check on that. That's our little hub. And if you want to, you know, share some money and give us. To help us maintain this show, we have a Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/curlyandkansai.
Bug. The mosquito scared the shit out of me.
There's a bug that is wearing your face. But yeah, so you can send us money through there. Eventually, we will have some merch. It's in the works.
What's our t-shirt going to be? I forgot already. Gotta go back to
Twitter. Oh, we have an idea, but we're not sure about that because that's not really Curly and Kansai brand.
Oh.
That's more of Cupcake brand. Anybody knows who that artist is, Cupcake?
Amen.
She's a bit much for me.
Amen.
I liked it, but then I was like,
free the JJ.
Yeah, so
we'll get arrested in Japan,
merch. We'll have merch. eventually. So if you want to help us and support us with that, yeah, you can send us money. And we also have our personal Twitter accounts and IG account links in the show notes. Yeah. And if you are listening via Apple Podcasts or iTunes, whatever you want to call it, please rate us and write a review. We really appreciate it. And for everyone, please share our podcast. We love it.
Likes.
We would love it.
Like,
comment, like, and subscribe.
Go ahead.
You forgot the comment.
Go ahead.
Comment, like, and subscribe.
Can you comment? Yeah, that would be nice. Can you write something, though?
Can you write something? Because we really like the comments. I know I like the comments. Elise doesn't necessarily read the YouTube comments, but she reads the Instagram comments?
Yeah, because I'm usually tagged in there, so I usually see it more than the YouTube stuff. Because I wish YouTube had a better, like, tagging system so you can tag people in comments.
I just do screenshots and just give it to her, and then she goes.
Yeah. That's YouTube, do better.
Do better.
Your comment section system is like 20 years old, really. Literally, come on.
I mean, now there's Instagram TV, so
we'll we're gonna start doing that.
Watch out for our Instagram, because we are gonna do some funny shit. I swear to you. You're gonna like it. I swear. You're gonna like it.
Such a mess.
I'm such a dork, and I just wanna make y'all laugh with my dorkiness, so please enjoy that.
This is gonna be hilarious.
All right, y'all. So thanks for watching and listening. We'll see you and hear you next time. Is that right? Should I say that?
I think that's accurate.
Okay. All right. Bye. Bye. Just a couple of queens who like